are you. Father, you're everything to me. Father, you open doors and open my eyes like no one else can do. You're everything to me. Today, God, we want to not just honor the fathers in the natural, but God, we can't do it without first honoring you. God, for without you, where would I be? Father, I thank you because you are everything to me. You are my peace. You are my strength. You are my provider. You are my protector. You are my peace. You are my pursuer. You are everything to me. God, I thank you this morning. Everything to me. You're everything. Without you, God, there would be no more.
Everything to me. Everything.
Yes, Lord. I need you this morning, God.
You're everything to me.
For without you,
you're everything.
Our existence, there would be no peace.
You're everything.
There would be no love.
Me.
There would be no victory. But in you,
yes, Lord.
All things are possible.
You're everything to me. Everything.
I love you this morning, God. Thank you. Thank you for being my God. Thank you for being my Lord. And I welcome you today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a round of applause. That song blessed me. And I thought, Angel said she came, she wanted to be quiet. But I think she might have been quiet too long. And that's why God is releasing some stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with praising the Lord. Ain't nothing wrong with getting it out. And sometimes we can get in places where it gets shut up and it gets shut down. But God gets you in the right place to release it. All you got to do is get it going to come out. It has to. Everything to me. Without God, where would we be?
Where?
I don't know about you, but I say, I know me. I know where I came from. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, I want to take the time this morning, and I want to honor all the fathers that are in the house and all the fathers that are watching us this morning. Happy Father's Day to you. But I want to talk to you this morning because I want to talk to you the importance of being a father versus an instructor. Because I think fatherhood and fathering is so important. And there are so many people and so many things that want to just be instructors. We want to give a word here and there, but not be responsible and accountable as a father. Amen. And so those in the children's church, y'all get this, go ahead and be dismissed so we can go ahead in the message because that's going to be important. I got to move with where God's doing it in the spirit. And so fatherhood is so important. And I'm reminded this morning, I even want to take the time to honor my own father who's been gone for more than 20 years. But now I realize how important he was as a father. Oh, y'all not hearing me. Because, see, I bucked, I kicked, I resisted. And I didn't necessarily honor him the way he should have been honored. But I want to tell you today, being a father, I understand. Because, by the way, if there's anybody who wants to schedule a Father's Day dinner with me today, you can, because all the restaurants, they're open. And they're not booked either. See, if this was Mother's Day, all the restaurants would be booked. But it seems that on Father's Day, there's a whole lot of vacancies. I'm not here. Like, who cares, right? And I say that because we take for granted how important the fathers are. And they're very important. And I think back over my life and look back to my own father and think, you know, I remember complaining about all the things I thought he didn't do. But what I forgot to do was acknowledge him and honor him for the things he did do. Somebody shout hallelujah. So I look back and I remember that I never missed a meal. I lived in a house that was our house that they bought some 50, 60 years ago to be homeowners. Okay, the importance of doing that, to having my own room and my own bed. Wow. I had all of that.
And I gotta get it. I gotta set it up where this shit is going.
And you know, I see a whole lot of people quit for a whole lot less reasons, and they never quit on us. They never left us. And I know there were some days because I heard the arguments, but they stayed. They kept it together. Oh, can I just be real for a minute? How? Because I'm grateful for my father. See, because I didn't take the time to honor him. And I hope my kids get to hear this and others, particularly my spiritual children, because I want to talk about that today too. Okay? How important it is. In fact, I need to give a shout out to a young lady who sent me a text this morning and said, Happy Father's Day. Right? This was important to me because this young lady thought and said to me, she thinks, you know, Pastor Bruce, attention, you blame God. He said, he acts like, or he thinks, I don't think he needs anything. So what do you get or share with a person that has everything? Doesn't she not? And I said, I'm human. Just, I thank you for having Father's Day. And this young lady sent me one today. And boy, if no other Happy Father's Day I get the rest of the day, this one bless me. Okay. She's been with me for 9, 10 years. She don't have her own father. And the fact that she sent me a Happy Father's Day, you know what I said? Thank you. I really appreciate this because I'm thinking, just seeing it, bless me.
Amen.
I want to encourage you because this is not my message, but I'm sharing that because it did. And I started thinking of my own father, what I didn't say when he was alive. Tell people, my dad worked hard. He worked his regular job. Then he did side jobs, construction, building, fixing people's basements up in Philadelphia. You couldn't get a new house, but you might have fixed your basement up and turned it into a room. So, you know, anybody from Philly, that was real big. If you can turn your basement into a rec room, you was doing something. Okay? And put a bathroom in down there. So my dad did that. He would always take me, and I hated it. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to clean up because I wanted to go. But how many know you can't clean up till the job over? You can't quit in the middle if the job ain't complete. Yeah, that's a word right there. Because too many want to leave, but it's incomplete. But a father won't leave when the job's not complete. Oh, my father made me be the paper boy. I hated being the paper boy. Oh, I had to get up at 4 in the morning at 12 years old and stack the papers, then get in the car and deliver them. But I can tell you something. He was right there with me. And he had to go to work right after. But I had to go to school. But he did that. So what I did, I didn't realize it until 40 years later. I said, here, I have to deliver papers. I need to be diligent to get up every morning. So I'm talking to work. Then I had to get up and not only did I get up every morning early, but then I had to do something with getting the papers ready. And then once I delivered them, I had to prepare to get them. Then I had to go out and collect later on that night. Well, one day, twice a week, I go out and collect money. So I had to learn how to count. I had to be responsible for the funds that came in because I also had to prepare so that I could buy my next batch. Oh, but I didn't tell y'all, if after I calculated what I needed, there was also something called leftover called profit. Well, that was mine. And he was preparing that for me, and got me a bank account. PSFS. Philadelphia Savings Fund. It was way before WSFS ever existed. Okay. But I put it, he taught
so
me.
Come out of this room.
I'm sharing with you, all these things was in place. He didn't take my money. He made me earn it and get it. But he did those things for me, and I didn't like it. I didn't want it. Oh, we'll help some of y'all because there's some stuff y'all don't want, but you need. I hope somebody's listening to me today. There's a whole lot of stuff we don't want, but you need. Now, and a real father knows that. Now, and my father came from an era that he didn't talk much to you. They didn't talk to you. And I got to tell you that what a dilemma. Because we need to talk to our children. We need to communicate with them. Because, but that was an era, you know, my father never told me he loved me.
Until
I was 40 years old in the church.
Yeah. No, you can go straight because you have this. You can go straight. Because this turns into a webcam.
But God. And I go back over that time. Damn, I didn't want to be the paperboy. I didn't want to do these things.
Father's versus instructors.
I grew up in a neighborhood called Northern Liberties now, and y'all know it's changing. There's gentrification going on there. My mother and them paid $11,000 for their house, and you can't touch a house for under $500,000 today. Right? But the projects were all around us. And so we lived in the middle of there in the house. And I had to deliver papers in the projects too. Now I got to tell you something. Most of y'all would be scared to do that.
Come on.
But I lived. And I never got robbed. And nobody ever, I don't even remember one time being bothered when I was collecting or delivering papers.
Right. They knew.
Because they knew who my father was. My father had already gone and said, my son is going to be doing this. And he already knew the places and the people. And he said, he's all limits.
Yes.
Y'all not, he's, so y'all didn't, Jesus says to the enemy, to Satan, and said, did you consider my son Job? Did you consider? He literally mentioned his name. Offered him up. Because what he had done is put something in Job. But he also says to Satan, you can't touch his life. In other words, I'm going to offer him up to you. But there's restrictions that you can't go beyond. Because if you do, I'm going to take you. Yeah. As my father said, he said, so the gangs wanted to draft people. He told the gang people, he said, if you want to draft, you know, then you'll need to start with me. And they said, Mr. Williams, we good. Right? We good. We won't be bothering your son. Okay? He can't be a part of the gang. Because we know what we got to do. And never asked. Never got asked in all those years. And that was popular where I grew up at. And I got to tell you something, I didn't even want to desire to be a part of the gang because I too would have to face my father. So because what he meant and what he would do, and unfortunately, as time went on, but I shared that because all of my skill set, I ended up graduating at 16, wanting to go to college to be a businessman, right? Where did that come from? And I realized my father, who couldn't teach it to me, put me in it so I could learn it. So he put me in my own business at 12 years old, allowed me to learn from my heavenly father to be guided and directed with mathematics, money, counting, all the things that were going to be necessary as I pursue my career in life. I started to discover who I am. And so this is all happening. And so now I look back and says, everything I hated and I didn't want to do, God had already been preparing me to order in my steps. You're not hearing me. Somebody gonna stop kicking against the bricks in a minute. because you've been bucking and kicking, and I'm telling you, it might be aligned with your life where you're supposed to be and where you're going, because God the Father has a plan for you.
I'm going to go back to that.
Didn't know that. By the way, my father got born again at 2205 Lancaster Avenue when he came to the church service, and he got born again there, and so he told me, I always loved you. And to get born again under your ministry, how powerful that is. Oh, he went to his mother and went to church all the time. But he never got saved until he saw his son change his life. I can't help but be a little emotional right now because I missed this opportunity. And I'm going to share, I didn't get to the scripture. This ain't my message. This is the lead into it. But it is. The Lord is leading me. And I need you to hear this because fathers are important. And sometimes they have to do some stuff in your life that you don't necessarily like. And they can't do what your mama do. See, my mom loved me. My mom pampered me. You know, I was a mama's boy. I could go to my mom and she said yes when my dad said no. See, y'all know how I go. But the real deal is that I needed to learn from him because one day I would be a father. And now I've learned something. I even share with my oldest son, who I love today and who is very powerful in his career and his life. But he was angry at me. As a young man, because he said, "Where you want there?" And guess what I was doing? Pursuing career. So I will speak to anybody that is pursuing career. Don't put it over fatherhood. Because I had to go back and repent to him and ask him to forgive me. Because he didn't get what his brothers and sisters got. Because I wasn't in a position. Because I thought it was about giving things. See, I didn't really know how to love. Like a father's love and that commitment to those things. And so but I asked him, please forgive me. I'm not trying to change your perception. But if you'll forgive me, you can guarantee this won't happen in your life. Because his life actually mirrors mine. And the same amount of kids, house seemed very similar. Everything in his life was just like mine. And I saw that. I was like, God, I gotta tell him to be prepared. He is so much better a fatherhood than I am. He's got the career, and he's at all of his kids' soccer practice, football game. Y'all didn't hear me. He figured it out, and he's doing all of, not just some of, he's doing all of it. Both sides of the coin. And I'm so proud of him because he's able to do, and even a place where I can sit and sit where I missed it. He died.
Amen. So
how proud of a proud father I am. But I wanted to say because it's important. And to all of you, what's more important is the spiritual and our spiritual growth and where we are and connection. Not just like our natural father, but I didn't understand what he was doing in another realm. All I saw was what was happening in the natural. Not what was necessarily happening in the spirit. Amen. And so thank you, brother. I want to share with you. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 15. 1 Corinthians. Yes, they got the wrong message here. I got it right. 1 Corinthians.
And I got 1
chapter 4, verse 15. And 16, we're going to go there.
We got it right up there.
This is where I wanted to talk to you today, because there's a difference. Amen. And the Lord has placed this on my heart, and I believe I'll share with you, because this is who he's called me to be as well. So, verse 15. For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you have not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore, I beseech you, be followers of me. I have been walking this last 25, 30 years, attempting to be the man of God that God has called me to be, that I didn't necessarily have a map or the instructions, yet his voice speaks to me by his Holy Spirit on who I am and what I'm supposed to be and where I'm supposed to be. And I say that to all of you because I call myself a spiritual father. And I have all these children, and I can share with you. So in the natural, I got a blended family. In the natural, this is real for me. I have four children that I birthed with my DNA, my seed. I have two from my wife, so that we're blended, right? And then I have two that I adopted that belong to somebody else, period. But I took them and never even considered how it was going to be done. Just did it. And I believe it to this day, although all the things were unpleasant, and right, it was the right thing to do. I love them in spite of. And I did the right thing in spite of. Just like God met me, saved me, and allowed me to become a son, and adopted me into the family of God, even when I didn't deserve it. Y'all not hearing me. He met me where I was. So I talked to you about these three different type of children that I have, right? You know, and this makes up the blended family. Well, it sounds like the church to me. It sounds like the church to me. And it sounds like the kingdom of God, that how he has this blend of people and cultures and things, but he brings them into subjection and sometimes under a voice. And I love my children and my daughters and sons here because I can talk to some of them. And some of them talk to me after service all the time, and they'll share a word with me on what this message meant to them. And that was one thing. And then I'll hear from another one, and they'll say, well, what this message? But I only shared one message. But because the word of God speaks to the individual, they would all receive something different. Yet it was the same word that went out. Which means, so fathering has to be able to father your children based on where they are and who they are and the makeup that he has already given them from the Heavenly Father. Somebody shout hallelujah. So Paul is talking here, and he's talking to the Corinthians church, and he's not trying to put them down and saying, listen, and he's not doing this out of disrespect or despising. He's saying, you got a lot of people speaking.
Come on.
Let me say it again. Let me say it to people here. You got a lot of people talking in your life, right? But you don't necessarily have Father who has begotten you through the gospel, who cares about you enough that they walk before you to try to live that life, but they give you a life that they themselves may not even have. And or whatever I have, I share with you. I had all of this, didn't know how I was going to pay for it.
Come on.
But I trusted God.
Trust God.
Amen. And by the way, it wasn't just for me.
Come on. Amen.
I only considered one seat.
Amen.
I needed one for you.
Amen.
I was believing God for you.
Thank you, God.
Long before you even got here.
Thank you, God.
I was believing God. And you, and by the way, you guys are proof that there is a God. Because you're here now.
Come on.
You're here now.
Yes,
you're proof. That God said, when he spoke to me earlier, that he would send his people. And he wanted me to follow them.
Yes, thank you. Hallelujah.
But my position in the natural, I need y'all to hear this, because I'm talking about being a natural father connected to a spiritual father.
There you go.
So there's a difference. Because Paul is talking to them, and he said, listen, you got a lot of people who could be instructors. But you're only going to have one father, just like you got one natural father, right? There's really one spiritual father. One
father. Yeah, my name is what? I wasn't what I was trying to do. I was trying to do something.
Just like this thing is not about me. This thing is about us. Fulfilling our destiny and walking with God and to become who God has called us to be. Now, I love everybody this way. And I was one of, you know, maybe Jesus, I'm going to blame it on God, because he said to John, he said, the one I love. Right? He said that, right? But y'all know, he said he's no respecter of person, which means he didn't love anybody any different. Okay, there was just a different relationship with John, which is what I tend to have with Pastor Rob. You know, I met this guy over 20 years ago. I just figured out, I spoke into his life and said something, and thinking, why? Didn't know him from a Canada. But I didn't send him from New York. I didn't call him to ministry. I didn't give him the gifts and talents that he had. I realized that none of that had anything to do with me and everything to do with God. And I'm giving y'all an example, but I can say the same thing about each one of you. Every one of you. I'm so encouraged. David, I love you and appreciate you for appreciating me. I can say that everybody. I don't go in and call my name, because if I miss one, somebody be mad at me. He didn't say mine. You know. But there's each one of you have got a different relationship with, because you're a different child. By the way, everybody in the house and every one of y'all that's watching, hold your finger up. Then take a look at it. And if you look close, you got this little bit of real estate called a fingerprint. 8.2 billion people in the world, and nobody's fingerprint matches yours. Is that unique or what? Who in the world could do that? Nobody but God. Which I want to tell you. So stop trying to be like somebody else, or worried about what somebody else got or didn't get. Because yours is unique for who you are. That's what I was able to tell my son that I started telling y'all about. Because my son now is the leader, a leader in our family. Okay, he has stepped out far above and beyond me. Okay,
amen.
In his level of knowledge and education. Okay, he's already there. What? That's my seed, and I'm fine. So I'm glad now. I don't share. That same thing is my expectation for all of you.
Yeah.
When I hear your testimony of you standing on faith, I'm a faith man.
Yeah.
Okay? I believe faith is the number one thing in the Bible.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. I have no problem making that statement.
Yeah.
Okay, I believe it because I believe I know love is the greatest gift.
Uh-huh.
But faith is the number one thing we must all obtain and stay and keep nurturing, because I can't even love without faith. Faith is necessary, and my faith must be in God, not in stuff, or not even in faith. My faith is in God, that his word is true, and I have to believe him, amen, and trust him that he's going to get me to where he said I was supposed to go, even when I can't feel it. Because I noticed it didn't feel like it. But he said it. And if he said it, I got to believe it.
Yeah, right.
And I got to do it. So I want to encourage you. So here, no matter what, God has brought us to this place. I want to share with you. Paul is talking to the Corinthian church. He said, listen, we've come too far. And you got some instructors getting in your ear. But you only have one father. And your father has your heart. And your back. And your best interest. And then there's some people that can instruct you turn left, turn right.
Yeah.
And you may get to a place, but it may not be the right place.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it is imperative that we understand. And so I wanted to say to spiritual children and to the church that God called me to this.
Yes,
I call myself.
Nope.
God called me to this. So whoever blames, if I blame God.
Thank God.
And that would be a mistake.
Thank God.
I take that now.
But
I'm glad he did, because I didn't know who I was.
Come on.
Until he put me in a predicament and a place to discover who I really am in Him. And I want to shield you. So I'm on this mission because I want you to discover the same thing. I need you to discover who you are in Him. Because I had some people told me what they thought I was going to be, right? And who they thought I was, right? Although I had them all. They knew I could talk. They knew I would dress up and look well. You know, they knew all of that, right? Now, those things are not what got me here. It was Him. And it was by the Spirit of God and through the Word of God and our testimonies. And every time I hear a victory of a success of something you've gone through in life, if you don't got nothing else, go back to that one spot. You can't even relive it, but go and remember what God did for you then, that you may need Him to do it for you now. Somebody shout hallelujah. Which will remind you by faith that He is able. And according to the Word of God, all things are possible through Christ who strengthens. And listen, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. So I want you to grab hold of your spiritual, your father from the spiritual difference. So my job is to convey Him to you. So don't get mad at me when I put some pressure on you about your life or something to go on, or I don't do something just the way you wanted it. I need you to love me anyhow. Pastor Bruce, just the way you do. He come to me, I was mad at you. I love that guy. He said, I was mad at you. I said, why? He said, because you said so and so and so and so. He said, but you were right. That's a man of integrity. That's a man of integrity. And he comes, you don't know how much. So I talk about that all the time because he blesses me. Which means I can tell him the truth. And I don't have to care whether he likes it or not. And we got to stop trying to please people and tickle ears to make things right. But when I say it, it is what it is. And I'm not saying because I'm not God, but I am responding to Him. She was right. I said, this wasn't the message. She said, yes, it is. She's right. It was the message. You know what? It ain't on paper, but it came in my heart, and He just spoke to me to say it and share it. So it is the message. So why? Somebody needed to hear. And when we're obedient, and I can help you here, obedience is better than a sacrifice. Stop trying to sacrifice because you spend up all night writing stuff on paper and you want to have everybody hear everything you got on paper. I don't even rely on paper no more. I'm totally trusting in the Holy Spirit. Because we have a tendency to keep giving people stuff on paper and not what He wants, and you end up missing God.
That's right, sir.
So I got to tell you, I'm in a precarious position because if I don't open my mouth, I'll say that you get nothing, right? But if you don't speak, I can't talk. So both of us will be left vulnerable. All right? But I'm committed to Him. And He's been committed to me. I'm so grateful to God. I want to encourage all of you. This isn't by accident. We're here on purpose. There's work for us to do. There's things to be accomplished. And there's hearts and minds and souls that need to be won. And people who just need to hear the truth. We're living in a world where truth is really hard to come by. People have made decisions to believe the lie, and they know it's a lie. And these, I'm talking intelligent people. But we have to get to this place where we believe God's word over everything. Now, I know there's some things I want, you want, right? But the question I'm going to ask you is, what do you want? Are you willing to have an impact in the world that He's given us? So I want to talk to us because, see, it's important that we have an impact. So as a father, I've got to make sure I walk before you guys according to the things I'm also telling you.
Whatever you say, I try to
follow. Okay? I know the struggle and the battle it is to do it. But I said, do not teach and do not preach something you can't live. Now everybody, they said they can help. No, they heard that from me. So by the way, and I can't lead as a father. Now I gotta say something. That was the one thing my father said. Right? My father smoked all the time. Right? And he said, don't do as I say. Don't do as I do, just do as I say. And boy, when the first opportunity I got, I couldn't wait to try. Now, thank God I ain't like it, right? But, you know, I tried, right? Because I wanted, because I saw him do it. So you've got to lead by example. I'm sharing that with you because I didn't want to go here, but I'm going to go here. Right? You've got to go here, right? You got to lead by example, right? So I had one of my leaders one time tell me I'm over the top. I live and I push things too much, and people, you're hurting people because they're trying to compete with you. I'm going to help you. So a real father, let me share with you. So I heard it in that video, Miss Stacy. I heard it in the video. So I want you to shoot for the stars.
Yeah, that's right.
The sky is the limit.
Yeah.
Which means, listen, because I don't want you to shoot low and you hit it, but I want you to shoot high, and even if you miss it, you're still okay. You see the difference? So I don't have to live my life above a place, and so, right, and walk. So when I walk, I go to places and I talk. Somebody said, my daughter said to me, she said, you sounded like, I said, yeah, I belong there. And she said, well, you sound like you were worried about it, like you had imposter syndrome. That's what she told me. And I said, no, I'm not an imposter. And I'm not a commander. I clearly know who I am. And I deserve to be where God places me. And nobody will be able to tell me, not based off of the level of education I have, not by the color of my skin, not by the way I wear my hair, not by the size of my stomach. None of that will be able to be true. You will not make me less than.
Not by the size of my stomach. What the?
Because my father said that you are a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, and a holy nation. And I got it. That's exactly who I am. My father said that. Y'all remember when Jesus came up from being baptized? Well, according to scripture, this isn't something I made up. This is scripture. There were people there. So this wasn't a voice that only Jesus heard. Everybody heard it. He said, this is my son who I am well pleased. Now, by the way, he had done no miracles yet except for the wine. No miracles. So it was not based off of what he had done. But it would be based off of what he would do, based on what he understood who he was. And what his father gave him the affirmation, the encouragement to do it to me. I want to encourage you today. I want to speak life over you. I want to speak life into you. I got to talk to the ministry here. Listen, God's got work to do. We got to grow the church. When I say grow the church, God is in growth. And I'm not settling for less. No, I'm not trying to be a mega church. That's a number. I'm trying to be who God said for us to be. And if we'll be who God said, there are people waiting to hear from us. So I need each of you opening your mouth and doing what you're called to do and be who you're called to be and stop waiting on me to do it. Your father is encouraging you to do it. I've been telling this church and the leaders here for a little bit of time. Saturday we had a men's meeting. And we had that men's meeting. And Pastor Rob heard me. He invited families, men, fathers from the school. Three of them showed up. With their kids. Two of them with their kids. I said, Pastor Rob, thank you for hearing. You got fruit from what I told you to do. Finally, we did a tenant. They hear. I said, if they showed up, ask yourself why. They need to hear from us. And I said, Pastor Rob, I don't care if they hear from you, me, Pastor, it doesn't matter. Let's get them as they hear. But I said, you did it. God's going to give you credit for that. Don't worry about the credit I give you. That doesn't matter, Father, but you got the strength, you got the Lord backing this, because that's what he told me. And that's all I'm sharing with you. And so, Father, obedience is better than the sacrifice. I'm not asking you to do something or say something because I've got nothing better to do, or it's self-serving. So, and I was struggling with this message because, you know, I had to say, I've been called to be a spiritual father, your spiritual father, and I didn't make it up.
Right.
And you can get mad at me all you want, but I didn't pick you. And you didn't pick me.
I did.
So, if you want to be mad at somebody, be mad at God, and I'm telling you that would be a mistake. Okay, I'll tell you that now. Because he didn't want you to have, there's a whole lot of instructors around y'all on any given day. Y'all know the person said, yeah, girl, you know, so and so. Yeah, that's what I would do too. That's an instructor, okay? Because they ain't praying and they didn't seek the Lord. They just went based off of their feelings, right? But when you hear from God and that person that you can trust and believe and stand with you and ask the questions of why, and bring people in. I can say that all the leaders in the here, you know, beyond that, but every member, God has placed you here on purpose. You know, I'm praying for you. When you can ask me to call me and say, would you pray with me? And I can immediately go right back and pray. I got to think about it. I already have it, it's in my heart. I can just do it. Why? Because you're connected to me and I'm connected to you. That's a father. That's the purpose of it. And it's genuine. And it's genuine. And by the way, this thing supersedes has nothing to do with age.
No,
don't get this natural thing all confused.
No, not at all.
This thing from a spiritual perspective is God made connections. That's when there's certain people in my life, and particularly, and there's some older women in my life that I can go to and rely on, right? Because God sent them. Now I got a mama that I can talk to, but sometimes I can't talk to my mom about these things. There's some people I got that I can speak to, and they understand exactly where I'm at, and they'll, you know, whether they'll pray about it or give me an opinion, and I hear it. Because why? Relationship. By the way, if anybody has realized it, from Genesis to Revelation is about relationship. So the Father is very important, and the enemy has been working very hard to make the Father non-relational. I need y'all to hear that. Now that one just came straight from God, because I'll have it written away. The enemy has been working very hard to make the Father non-relational. And trying to make him, and if you don't recognize who he is, you'll see him as dogmatic. I told you I miss my father making me be a paper boy. My God, I learned how to talk. I'm an orator today. I learned how to count money and add it. I love money, numbers, not money, but the numbers. Right? Numbers paint the picture. So the whole thing, by the way, if y'all didn't figure it out, let me share something with y'all today. Data is the new goal.
Uh-huh.
Everybody ought to know that. Data is the new goal. What is data? Numbers. Information. That's all it is. It's the thing that's making things success or non-successful for them. Okay? God's basic. So, but it's all, y'all remember, there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
It was always here.
Always.
We just discovered. So, again, learn how to do that early on. Oh, talk to people, communicate. Write down. All this. How to do it. But here's the thing. I get up now. I have no alarm clock anymore. I don't. I do not have an alarm clock. Okay. Now I'm up by 5 a.m. every morning. Now I got this new thing going on with my dog coming breathing on me and barking at 2 or 3 in the morning because he's got to go to the bathroom. Okay. So now I got to get up earlier. But I'm just, why am I sharing it? Because I'm saying, I'm not basing this thing off of an alarm clock or something I set. Now, when I was earlier, and I didn't understand my purpose when I was earlier, when I was younger, okay, and I didn't understand who I was, I laid there a little longer. I can't afford to lay there too long now. That's a good one. She got it. She said, that's right. You can't afford to miss God and miss what you're supposed to be doing. And by the way, so to, and I used to pretend, and I'm going to stop saying this now, because I said, you know, I couldn't shut my thinking down. I don't know how to shut it down. I don't know how to relax. Right? That's not for me. I need to, if my give me a brain to think, then I'm going to let it think. Okay? I need to learn how to temper the body, exhale. But if it's thinking, let it do its job. But don't stress over. So I'm learning how to operate with what he's given me, the gifts. Okay, by the way, so it's important as a father. So the gift that he was giving, that's given me. And I told you I didn't want to talk about this because as a father, he gave me these gifts, right? And all I was wanting to talk about is I'm a teacher. How many times y'all heard me say that? Right? But I realized something. I used the hand as an illustration. And every one of those things that are on that hand that I use as part of the fivefold ministry, I have operated in and operated in. Is it necessarily my strong point? No, I know which one's my strongest. But I want to share with you that his gifts came from God. How many know gifts and callings come without with it? Then I had to ask God, why did you give me the gifts? Thank you for asking. So I know now he gave me the gifts. Not for me to brag about, for me to share them with the children that he was going to give me. I needed to be prepared to speak into their life. But you can't speak into somebody's life about something you don't know nothing about. And I got it. And I said, God, I thank you. I said, I didn't understand that early on. I thought it was, you know, the guys were boasting about this because they wanted to be everything. You don't understand it. How will you share it? And so I'm not talking about something I heard. I'm talking about what I know. Because God has done it. And this is what I'm sharing with you. Family. This is what I'm sharing with you. Children, you said to me, I want to learn faith. I said, oh, you talk. I love faith. You want to talk about faith? Let's talk. Because I can talk about that all day. Right? And I did. And you told me you understand. You weren't new to Christ or new to the church, but you had to have a new perspective. You needed to hear something. You needed to hear something. God didn't place us here by accident. No purpose. I need y'all to get that. That he created this so to get you into the right atmosphere and into the right voice because, yes, there's always a counterfeit. Y'all all got that. Y'all know that. Holy. Some of y'all already been under the counterfeit. So I just wanted to say that I get what Paul was saying here. When Paul was reaching back to the Corinthian church, as I am reaching to our church, I understand his call came from God. It has a purpose to it. And it's way bigger than me. And because of that, I can't afford to be an instructor. I need to be a father. Yeah. And he said, I begot you by the gospel. Yeah. Sister Debbie, it's the gospel that connects you with me. And you hear it every time when I speak. That's why you're able to recite it back to me. Because God is growing you through the gospel. And he's helping to shut down those other areas couldn't figure out, but he does it through the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's doing it through the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Not Pastor Ray. Not me, because it's the gospel in me. See that? It's the gospel. I got it. I want you to know that I think it's not me, but it's the gospel in me. And now I gotta get that out. And that's what's been happening is that it's the, you know, worship was right up there. She said, I'm gonna be quiet today. No, she can't get it out. She couldn't hold it back. She can do it all she wants. She had to come out. Why? Because God had to get her in the right atmosphere so she could be able to release it. Because she needed to. And he was reminding her. She know. She know. But and you know, Al, and if you thought it was to entertain you, you missed it. It was not to entertain you. God, don't miss, don't get this wrong. That's what I'm saying. And I want to share today, Happy Father's Day. But more than that, because of the greatest Father of all.
I got to figure out because how we can get this out of the natural as well as the spiritual.
I need y'all to recognize both places, how important they are. You know, I had some people say, hey, I don't need this was said to me before. And I used to think that way too, because it said about listening to the man, right? When I found out God assigned people to me. So your pastor has a pastor. I got a man that calls me religiously, checks in on me, and checks up on me. Been with me for 25 years. Through ins, outs, everything. He was on the phone with me when my natural father died, and I was heading back to Washington, D.C., where he lived. But my daughter was on the floor competing as a gymnast, and he was on the phone with me, and he said, God, how much can a man take? Because that week, I got a letter from my spiritual father dismissing me, and then my natural father shot. I was crushed. And hold it. I'm going to tell you all about the goodness of God. And then he has this guy called me, who was my brother, who had to step up to be my father. He already had him, and he always was there. He's still there now. Always been there. That I can count on. I can call at the drop of a heartbeat. I need advice. I'm going. Yep, happened 15 years ago too. I'm getting married. Getting remarried. Right? I went to see him. And his wife. Talk to us. Because I need somebody to talk to. Everybody was trying to figure me out and judge me. But I went to the man of God, the Father. I'm sharing with you. That's where we are. This day is now. So important. And I pray that today, being Father's Day, whether your natural father is alive or not, God has given you a spiritual father. Natural person in the form of. As well as he is still the Father on the throne. And so when I share with you, when you think, I don't need no man, be careful. You may not need a man, but you need the one God assigns you. There's a big difference. There's a big difference in what I just said. Okay? Because you can reject him if you want, but you're missing something. And I'm saying that with all my heart.
Because I'm looking at the
truth. Paul is talking to Corinthians. He also said a little further down, he talks about him being caught up in the spirit. He says, 14 years later, he talks about this. He said, I could boast because he's going in, right? But he said, I won't because that would be foolishness. He said, I'm not going to boast about it. But he said, being there, he says, I now know in my weaknesses, God's strength is why am I sharing that with you guys? So we don't have to be ashamed of the areas where we're not. You got to be strong in front of me all the time. You ain't got to produce and try to push me to be something. And just say, I just need you. I just need you for a minute. Would you please just pray for me? Speak to me. We got to show, especially you strong women. Y'all know who I'm talking to. Y'all strong. But God gave you somebody for a reason. Not to be your, now, this is the time to not rely on your strength. Paul makes this statement. And he says, I now know. And I get that thing too now. Man, where I am weak, being strong. Now, I got to tell you something. This is where faith comes in. You have to have faith. I got to rely on my faith in God to strengthen me in the area where I am weak. Because I believe he's able. You can't rule him out. He's not saying this is being weak. No, I'm turning it over to you, Lord. Here. Can you help me? God, I'm turning it over to you. God. We're united. Hallelujah. Although you may have 10,000 instructors, you don't have many followers. And I pray today that you recognize he is your spiritual father and God is your spiritual father. Amen. Happy Father's Day. God bless you. Well, God had a word for us. And it wasn't on paper. Ain't nothing wrong with paper. And I remember one of my teachers said, don't ever not be prepared. And so I don't want you to think because I don't have paper that I'm not prepared. But I'm not relying on the paper. I can't afford to at this point. We're too far. I'm too far out there. You know, I had a guy, one Apostle Mess. He said to me, and I'm with you. But he said, you're out there on Pluto.
Oh, you already got it set up.
He said, you're so far out there, you're on Pluto. He said, and he said, I know most people are not going to understand you. He said, but I'm with you. That's what he said to me. And I never forgot that because I'm thinking, my God, you got me on Pluto. That's far away from everything else. But praise be to God. Let's give the Lord a round of applause. The greatest Father of all within him. And I tell you, when he said to his son, this is my son who I'm well pleased, he encouraged him. And I tell you, and it was not based off works. It was based off of what he knew.